Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Amos. This is what the Lord God showed me in a vision. He was preparing a vast swarm of locusts to destroy all the main crop that sprang up after the first mowing, which went as taxes to the king. They ate everything in sight. Then I said, O Lord God, please forgive your people. Don't send them this plague. If you turn against Israel, what hope is there? For Israel is so small. And so the Lord relented and did not fulfill the vision. I won't do it, he told me. Then the Lord God showed me a great fire he was preparing to punish them. It had burned up the waters and was devouring the entire land. And then I said, O Lord God, please don't do it. If you turn against us, what hope is there? For Israel is so small. Then the Lord turned from his plan too and said, I won't do that either. And then he showed me this. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, checking it with a plumb line to see if it was straight. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? I answered, a plumb line. And he replied, I will test my people with a plumb line. I will no longer turn away from punishing. The idol altars and temples of Israel will be destroyed, and I will destroy the dynasty of King Jeroboam by the sword. But when Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, heard what Amos was saying, he rushed a message to Jeroboam the king. Amos is a traitor to our nation and is plotting your death. This is intolerable. It will lead to rebellion all across the land. He says you will be killed, and Israel will be sent far away into exile and slavery. Then Amaziah sent orders to Amos. Get out of here, you prophet, you. Flee to the land of Judah and do your prophesying there. And don't bother us here with your visions, not here in the capital where the king's chapel is. But Amos replied, I am not really one of the prophets. I do not come from a family of prophets. I'm just a herdsman and a fruit picker. But the Lord took me from caring for the flocks and told me, go and prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore listen to this message to you from the Lord. You say, don't prophesy against Israel. The Lord replies this, because of your interference, your wife will become a prostitute in this city, and your sons and daughters will be killed, and your land divided up. You yourself will die in a heathen land, and the people of Israel will certainly become slaves in exile far from their land. And then the Lord God showed me in a vision a basket full of ripe fruit. What do you see, Amos? He asked. I replied, a basket full of ripe fruit. Then the Lord said, this fruit represents my people Israel, ripe for punishment. I will not defer their punishment again. The riotous sound of singing in the temple will turn to weeping then. Dead bodies will be scattered everywhere. They will be carried out of the city in silence. The Lord has spoken. Listen, you merchants who rob the poor, trampling on the needy. You who long for the Sabbath to end and the religious holidays to be over, you can get out and start cheating again, using your weighted scales and undersized measures. You who make slaves of the poor, buying them for their debt of a piece of silver or a pair of shoes, or selling them your moldy wheat. The Lord, the pride of Israel, has sworn, I won't forget your deeds. The land will tremble as it awaits its doom, and everyone will mourn. It will rise up like the River Nile at flood time, toss about and sink again. At that time, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in daytime. And I will turn your parties into times of mourning, and your songs of joy will be turned to cries of despair. You will wear funeral clothes and shave your heads as signs of sorrow, as if your only son had died. Bitter, bitter will be that day. The time is surely coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread or water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Men will wander everywhere, from sea to sea, seeking the word of the Lord, searching, running here and going there, but will not find it. Beautiful girls and fine young men alike will grow faint and weary, thirsting for the word of God. And those who worship the idols of Samaria, Dan and Beersheba, shall fall and never rise again. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, saying, "Smash the tops of the pillars and shake the temple until the pillars crumble and the roof crashes down upon the people below. Though they run, they will not escape. They will all be killed. Though they dig down to Sheol, I will reach down and pull them up. Though they climb into the heavens, I will bring them down. Though they hide among the rocks at the top of Carmel, I will search them out and capture them. Though they hide at the bottom of the ocean, I will send the sea serpent after them to bite and destroy them. Though they volunteer for exile, I will command the sword to kill them there. I will see to it that they receive evil and not good. The Lord God of hosts touches the land, and it melts, and all its people mourn. It rises like the river Nile in Egypt, and then sinks again. The upper stories of his home are in the heavens, the first floor on the earth. He calls for the vapor to rise from the ocean and pours it down as rain upon the ground. Jehovah the Lord is his name. O people of Israel, are you any more to me than the Ethiopians are? Have not I, who brought you out of Egypt, done as much for other peoples too? I brought the Philistines from Caphtor and the Syrians out of Kerr. The eyes of the Lord God are watching Israel, that sinful nation, and I will root her up and scatter her across the world. And yet I have promised that this rooting out will not be permanent. For I have commanded that Israel be sifted by the other nations, as grain is sifted in a sieve, yet not one true kernel will be lost. But all these sinners who say, God will not touch us, will die by the sword. And then at that time I will rebuild the city of David, which is now lying in ruins, and return it to its former glory. And Israel will possess what is left of Edom, and of all the nations that belong to me. For so the Lord, who plans it all, has said. The time will come when there will be such abundance of crops that the harvest time will scarcely end before the farmer starts again to sow another crop, and the terraces of grapes upon the hills of Israel will drip sweet with wine. And I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild their ruined cities and live in them again. And they shall plant vineyards and gardens and eat their crops and drink their wine. I will firmly plant them there upon the land that I have given them. They shall not be pulled up again, says the Lord your God. Reading Living Prophecies, the Old Message in Modern Language. Today we've concluded our reading from the book of Amos. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.